what does also this do is also gives instant feedback and assessment. The person learnt or not learnt, feedback will come instantly. Was he interested, not interested? Or how much has he earned, how many mistakes he made? And that also can involve the training process even further. You know, could do it the other way. And the beauty of AI training is multilingual. So it's multilingual, so because it's multilingual and because the global staff is also multilingual, it is very essential that AI partner, their training in multiple languages will always benefit the hospitality industry. And it is very adaptive. It adapts to various employees' progresses. So if employee is progressing too quickly, it will adapt to that. If an employee is taking time, it will adapt to that also. And then it will also then judge whether we should go into advanced topics before, so, and all that will happen. The other thing also, it predicts training needs. Where are the training requirements? Where are the gaps? Is there a gap in soft skill training? Is there a gap in conversational training? All that will happen. And that on a continuous basis, that feedback will constantly get analyzed, and that with that analysis, training models will constantly pop up, and these training models can be used. And an interesting way which AI does training is a gamified learning. So gamified learning is an element with a powerful tool because it's engaging the person and training the person and making the person enjoy because it's a game. So that's another aspect of AI training. So one thing is very clear, continuous learning and upskilling is very important. If there is no continuous learning and upskilling in the hospitality industry when it comes to AI, the hospitality industry will not be able to adopt, take the benefits of the AI. Staff has to constantly be trained and the management has to be constantly trained. Because upskilling of AI will happen in regularly. Upgrading of AI will happen regularly. Because upgradation happens regularly, the skill training will also have to be updated regularly. Although the AI will reduce costs because it's largely a digital format training would happen. So traditional methods would significantly become, be reduced. So what you're going to do is you will not need dedicated trainers. Physical training spaces, training can happen anywhere. So it will become cost effective solutions. And it will be tailor made for the person they're training to because the artificial intelligence understands the person, the personal traits. So all this knowledge which the staff will get and the confidence and will return back once the AI is adopted and all this is done. Will always enhance guest experience. See, AI itself enhances guest experience. But when the knowledge is increased of the staff, its confidence increases, its adaptation to the newer roles which it gets into will become quicker. Training will ensure, and constant training will ensure that they get better and better and better. So it will enhance the guest experience. And that also, because the staff is learning, employees are happy, retention also can happen. So there are both negative and positives to AI in hospitality training. Now, all your, consistency and compliance will come via training. All the hotel regulations, industry regulations and standard will be followed and will be monitored. I mean, human eye misses certain things. But when it comes to AI, it's not going to miss those aspects. Human beings ignore certain things. That won't happen. So the reduction of risk of compliance will happen. Compliance issues will not create problems that way because, human beings forget. That is not going to happen with AI. The other good aspect is data-driven decision-making is going to happen because at the end of the day, all data collected relating to training and employee performance, all will inform management of what this, how their strategy is going, and how to improve training, how is the productivity improving, and that will happen at a real-time level. That is the beauty of this whole thing. And it always creates a sustainable training practice, because it reduces the need for physical training material, reduces the need to travel, reduces the need to take out time. So those aspects are very beautifully done by others. But the most important aspect is balancing technology with human touch. Human touch is very important in the hospitality. AI cannot replace human service. It can only complement it. And strategies to maintaining human-centric approach in AI-integrated tools. What else we will discuss now? Understanding human importance, interaction in hospitality. I've been saying right through that hospitality is a people's business. A sense of hospitality is the human touch. It's creating memorable experiences. Is allowing the person in the customer, whatever mood is in, to be able to interact with people and you know, bringing out the human element, learning different cultural aspects of different human forms, creating genuine warmth and genuine human interactions. AI components must recognize that. AI components cannot replace the human element. They have to complement it. So interpersonal interactions is the crux of any hospitality. Otherwise it's just a room in a hotel. So AI is a complement, not a replacement to human. Even in enhancing service delivery, AI can do inquiries, tasks, but staff has to focus on complex issues, on interaction, personal interaction with guests, on their personal abilities for them to change the guest mood, make them go from happy to delightful. AI can give the information that this is what the guest may like, which the staff can use to tailor into more personalization, meaningful aspects, meaningful experiences for the guests. In a scenario where empathy is required, discretion is required, or personal touch, human is indispensable. AI can only act as a supporting tool. So AI is always going to be a complement, not a replacement. Any hotels who try to replace humans by AI completely will either not perform well or will be eradicated, because AI, the whole essence of hospitality will be taken away from it. So strategies to maintain human-centric approach in AI-integrated hotels is employee training, of course, is the most essential one. Value addition to the employee is very important. If the employee feels a value addition to his performance using AI, then AI will be adopted quickly. If the employee feels it's a threat to him, then the AI will be dropped quickly. So you have to design your AI accordingly to enhance human interaction, to support, to give regular feedback like from guests and employees, to fine-tune and to constantly evolve. But human-centric approach is an important aspect. How do you prepare your workforce for an AI-driven future? Because it's the future. AI-driven technologies is going to be around us, no matter what we say. So you can do educational, vocational training programs, specialized AI and technology courses are available, data analytics, digital technologies, tailoring, tailor-made for the hospitality industry, of course, vocational training for existing staff. They basically, hotels are increasing, they're anyway investing in vocational training programs to upgrade the skills, adaptation to new technologies, so they invest in that. Collaborating in with tailored training, partnership between technology provider and hospitality institutions, very important aspect. Now, what does that do? That once the collaboration happens, the technology partner also trains the hospitality schools, and everyone who's coming out of these schools are coming out trained into the industry with technology backing them, so they are very well aware of what internships and on-the-job training, which always happen in hospitality, but now in AI technologies would also be adapted. Now, government support is a very important aspect, and industry support is another. Government policies shape the way hotels and hospitality places are run. So, government play a crucial role. So, the policy initiatives have to be to encourage workforce development to face the technological change. The policy initiatives have to be for reskilling of staff who lose their positions. The industry-led initiatives have to be, the industry as a whole has to decide what will be the ethical way of reskilling and supporting their staff. What happens to the manpower which has been displaced? How do we reskill them? How do we make them more adaptable and rehire them in various different functions? So industry and government both have to work hand in hand. Not only, and this becomes a very important aspect. Ethical and legal considerations are also there. Regulatory frameworks, like I said, ethical employment practices is a very important aspect. Psychological safety in an AI integrated workplace is a very important aspect. And AI, I believe, is going to increase in the initial days when it gets adopted in a big way, going to increase depression and worry and anxiety. So that's an aspect which has to be looked at too. And data privacy and protection issues are always there. So handling of customer and guest data, that has to be policy driven, has to be transparent, privacy has to be maintained, sensitive information has to be kept sensitive. Transparency in terms of where data is going, not only to the guests, should know how the data is being used, but even the staff should know how their data is being used. An entire compliance, the entire labor laws which already exist and which may change due to adaptation and whatnot, that has to be maintained. Regulatory framework is very important. And specific to AI regulations which will come into place, which all governments are working on across the world. So those will come into place, and people are just grappling with it. But these regulatory frameworks are the most important, because that will not only safeguards the industry, but also safeguards the employees. Fair treatment for displaced workers, ethical, like I said, displaced workers, how do you treat them? The job displacement does not, I mean, they should not be, I mean, unemployable. So you have to retrain them, redeploy them, so that they become employable. Golden severance packages, when you're getting rid of employees, you should be able to give them some golden severance so they can, take care of themselves for a certain while time till they don't get re-employable. And obviously, we discussed in the last chapter also, bias in AI system should be taken care of. It has to be biasless. It has to be fair. So that bias audit has to happen. Fairness and equality has to be maintained. Psychological, like I said, anxiety will grow. So employee well-being is very important. So psychological impact on employee is going to be high as soon as it takes over. The stress levels are going to be high. So it's critical that integration happens along with training, so that you can get the employee psychologically, build up to adaptation of the technology. You have to involve your employees. Their psychological safety is paramount. Because if without employees, you adapt as much as you want, but if your employees are unsighted, are fearful, stressed, it'll show in their performance and ultimately the guest will suffer and then your reputation goes down. So navigating these aspects, navigating ethics is a very important aspect. So we will now just recap this entire chapter for you. So reshaping is happening at a large scale. Hospitality will reshape itself. AI is going to prove to it is a transformative force in hospitality. I mean, transformative staff training, providing efficient personalization and cost-effective solutions. It'll create new jobs, roles, but it'll displace others. And adaptability of a workforce will have to be, and reskilling will have to be take place. So it's going to create a new environment. Significant shift in training needs, training methods, digital literacy is going to be the cornerstone of it. Adaptation of AI training tools will reduce costs, create more efficient staff and more competent staff, and enhance guest experience for sure. As technology, technology always advances, technology never remains static. So staff training from time to time will become critical. Without saying it, I mean, AI, if bought in an ethical manner, in a proper manner, with staff support, will always create operational efficiency, personalized guest experiences, and create a better environment. But the masterfulness is you have to balance technology and human services. Future of AI in hospitality is promising. Automation, guest service, and the achievement which it can do for hospitality is infinite. But there has to be a legal and ethical framework, and the workforce channels have to be maintained. As a whole, hospitality industry will embrace AI. It needs to also, it will also. But it needs to replace it with a fine balance. Industry has to understand, human service is essential to hospitality. AI can be the supporting service, not the replacement service. So whatever needs to be done to ensure training, development, ethical use of data, etc., 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 needs to be done. And human beings can't be replaced by machines, especially in the hospitality industry. And opportunities which arise of continuous learning and adaptation will have to be followed for embracement of AI. The policymakers have to create a regulatory framework on government levels, industry frameworks have to do it on industrial levels, all types of support for education, vocational training has to be made available to people. Today, the problem is skill development. Skill development in newer technologies will have to take priority in educational institutions, technology providers, industrial institutions, hospitality industry, government bodies, everywhere. Everyone will have to be prepared. So the preparation for people is a very important aspect. With that, I would like to end this chapter. Thank you very much.